It is said that healthy homes equal a healthy society. And this is the basic unit in Islam, meaning the family, the parents, the husband, the wife, and the children. If their relationship is healthy, then ultimately you will have a healthy society, because your society, your community is made up of all those homes, all those families. So it is necessary for us to learn what are our rights and responsibilities, what are our roles, and to the best of our ability, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill that. Because each member in the family, whether it's the husband or wife, whether it's the son or daughter, the mother or the father, they have their own individual rights, but they also have responsibilities and specific roles to fulfill. And if each one fulfills their roles, then inshallah ta'ala, that home will be a home of happiness, of sukoon, of tranquility and harmony as well. Many people, they say that, no, my rights are not fulfilled. Our mindset must be that I need to do my best to fulfill the next person's right. Each person, if we have this mindset, then Medina, Medina, how splendid it will be in the environment of the home. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Islam teaches us not competition with each other, husband and wife competing with each other, brother and sister competing with each other, brother and brother, sister and sister. No, it teaches cooperation, that we work together as a team. Yes, the husband, rather the father, is the head of the home, the captain of the ship, and under him we all work together in order to fulfill our purpose, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to prepare for the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.